And Matt Bevan is back now. Matt, you're taking a look at significant changes on the way to how much movement will be allowed across East Coast borders.
Yeah, Fran, the answer to that is very little movement will be allowed across East Coast borders. Yesterday, in two announcements very close together, the Queensland and New South Wales governments announced that their southern borders would become a lot more impenetrable to their southern neighbours.
I will not risk the safety of Queenslanders and I will not risk our economy. We've seen that Victoria is not getting better and we're not going to wait for New South Wales to get worse. We need to act and we have taken the decisive decision to act. I said I will not hesitate and today is the day.
It's the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk yesterday announcing that the state's borders will be closed to all of New South Wales and the ACT from 1 a.m. on Saturday. This will ban entry to any non-Queenslanders who have been in those two states in the past 14 days. Returning Queensland residents will be allowed back but must quarantine in a hotel for 2 weeks at their expense. Now, this wasn't a huge surprise. I think many people in New South Wales expected this may happen at some point, with around a dozen or so new cases popping up there each day. But it was a surprise in the ACT, where they've gone almost a month without finding a new case. Here's the Chief Minister, Andrew Barr.
Surprised with this announcement. There was no advance notice. It's, of course, a matter for Queensland to determine. As I understand, their reasoning is that some New South Wales residents from hotspot areas have been flying through Canberra Airport.
But the Chief Minister says he's not entirely on board with that argument.
I'm not sure that there is evidence to support that, but I'm happy to see it if it is the case, and we could endeavour to address that that specific question. But the ACT has had no active cases for most of this week now and no new cases for the best part of 3 weeks.
Meanwhile,
and
New
Matt,
South Wales...
we'll be speaking with, just to remind everyone, we'll be speaking with the Deputy Premier of Queensland, Stephen Miles, after 7.30 about these border closures.
Yeah. Meanwhile, New South Wales has also made Sydney Airport the only point of entry for people returning to the state from Victoria from Friday.
Sydney Airport will now be the one point because then that will allow us to control the risk assessment process for all returning travellers. And that's why we've designated Sydney Airport is the only airport where if you're a returning traveller, you can fly into.
Those coming into the state from Victoria through the airport will also have to stay in hotel quarantine for 14 days at their own expense. Travel between the states for essential purposes will also be tightened, but movements between border towns will also will still be allowed. But the people living on the border are already having a pretty tough time. As of yesterday, all students on the Victorian side of the Murray River have been sent back home to learn online. The acting principal of Scott School in Albury, Mark Gerrits, says his Victorian-based students will be significantly disadvantaged by online learning and says some of them have been enrolled in the school's boarding program so that they can continue to learn in the classroom.
Once they do cross and they're COVID-free, they are confined pretty much to stay in New South Wales. They cannot return home to their families for the period of restrictions.
Meanwhile, in Melbourne, access to childcare has been restricted to working parents who don't have anyone else in the home to provide childcare. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says this will be controlled with a new permit system.
I know this will cause significant concern and it will be very challenging for many families. But if I were to simply green light the best part of 250,000 kids going to and from childcare every day, then we will not drive these numbers down.
The Andrews government is coming under increased pressure, not just from the significant number of new cases each day. Yesterday saw 725 new cases and 15 deaths, but also from journalists and the state opposition demanding answers about the hotel quarantine program, which appears to be the primary source of this outbreak. The government has been using an inquiry, they called, to deflect questions about the program until a later date. But yesterday, the head of that inquiry, former Judge Jennifer Cote, said the existence of her inquiry doesn't prevent anyone from answering questions.
There is no general restriction or prohibition which would prevent a person from commenting publicly or answering questions to which they know the answers on matters which are the subject of examination by this Board of Inquiry.
The Shadow Attorney-General, Edward O'Donoghue, has responded to this.
Jennifer Cote yesterday clarified that there is nothing stopping Daniel Andrews and his ministers revealing the full truth about what they knew in relation to the hotel quarantine fiasco. It's time that the Premier and his ministers came clean and told us the truth about exactly what went wrong.
A lot of people are demanding answers, Fran, and they're not going to get them in the near future from that inquiry because it has been delayed due to the Stage 4 restrictions. It'll be interesting to see whether that announcement yesterday means ministers are more forthcoming.